I think we're there. Bays! We're live. What are you waiting on?
Hi, my name is Michelle Ross.
I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We're business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
And today's topic is...
I'm still standing after all this time. Yes. Why are we thinking of that? Why did we think of that?
I don't know. It's usually you that has to think of these things.
Why?
I don't know, but I am kind of interested in where you want to go with this.
Oh, good grief. Well, I don't want to date stamp this, but if you watched my my Facebook page, something kind of crazy happened to me over the past week, and it was startling, but I'm still standing. And why I wanted to talk about this topic is... you have to know yourself. You have to know what your body acts like, how you act like, just like you need to know how your business normally acts like. And that is why I wanted to bring in I'm Still Standing. So.
Yeah, but your outcome was very positive. You found out a lot of good things. However, I think that initial scare was the whole thing. And it's not like you're still standing after all that other stuff you went through. Which you did, but well, you know what I'm saying. It wasn't boom and tragic, but it seemed like it at the time.
Yeah, well, with this one, it's more of a I'm still standing as a know yourself, because I am relatively incredibly healthy. I eat pretty decently. I work out every day, and I drink a crap ton of water. I mean, I am very, very good to myself.
Or at least dehydrated. Yeah, I mean, hydrated.
Hydrated. And so normally you would think, I'm completely healthy. I'm good. I'm feeling short of breath and it kind of hurts. Well, I'm just going to ignore that because I'm healthy, because, you know, it's just going to go away. Well, I did that for a week. I've been feeling this pressure in my chest for a week and I've been feeling kind of out of breath, but I've been pushing through it. Ah, maybe I'm catching a cold. Oh, and I kept blowing it off. I don't feel bad. I'm fine. Well, what's happened is I came out of Dallas from an event, got on an airplane, went to Denver. When I got to Denver, I walked through that gigantic airport and I'm kind of tired. It must be because I'm tired from my trip. So I sit down and I'm playing with this little girl. Yes, she and I are playing a video game on my phone, Sudoku actually. And I noticed that I'm playing with her and every time I'm bending over, I'm feeling this pressure in my chest. And I went, well, maybe I'm tired and it's some weird way I'm sitting because I'm leaning over. So I made another excuse and ignored it and went on to the next plane to go to Colorado Springs. And I say goodbye to the little girl and I go get my luggage. I lift my luggage and I went, man, I'm tired. And as I'm walking out of the airport, I get this gripping pain in my chest. It felt like a rock just was sitting there. And then it just went, and I went, oh. And I was barely able to take in like two breaths without doing.
And being all the doctors we are, what do we think that's the first symptom of?
Well,
I mean, everybody out there is thinking the exact same thing. I know they are the ones.
Yes. And stubborn me was like, it can't be happening to me because the doctors are always checking me. I mean, I've gone through breast cancer. I've got oncologists looking at me. I am always at the freaking doctors. I mean, how could I be sick in any way? This can't be a heart
without
attack.
Being known. Yeah.
Yeah. So I kept walking. And by the time I made it out of the airport to the car where my husband was waiting for me, I went, I have shooting pains in my back. So what does crushing pain in your heart, a weighted feeling, not being able to breathe, and then shooting pains into your lower back mean? I'm having a freaking heart attack. Oh my God. And so I calmly go into the car with my husband and I don't say anything.
Now you sound like somebody else we know that drove himself to the hospital and drove himself home. And he actually did have a heart attack.
And so I get into the car. We're driving. My husband's like, oh, you want to have lunch? Oh, sure. I go to lunch with him, hoping that it will pass like it's angina or I've got an air bubble in my lung. I don't know what I was thinking. First thought was heart attack. No, that can't be. And I ignored it. And then we go to lunch and I cannot eat. I cannot breathe enough in order to put the soup into my stomach. I mean, just doing this was like, I couldn't breathe. And my husband's like, what's going on? I said, I can't breathe and my chest hurts and I've got shooting pains. He goes, oh my God, we've got to get you to the hospital now. And I said, no, I don't think I'm having a heart attack. He says, oh no, we're going. And so the first place he could find was an urgent care. We go to urgent care and they take my vitals and they ask me what's going on. They went, we can't help you. You've got to go to the ER. We need to call an ambulance. I said, no, don't call an ambulance. I'm fine. We'll just drive to the ER. It's only 10 minutes up the road. I get to the ER and they went, what? And they pulled me in. With my history of my family, my chances of having a heart attack are very high. So know thyself. I am always talking about knowing yourself and being in tune and all this stuff that I practice until it was important to practice.
Well, I think that's where we need to at least make an emphasis here. It's important to know yourself, and most of us do. We all know if we've got high blood pressure or whatever and how we feel, and if you eat too much sugar and you're partially done, we all know all that stuff that have experienced it. However, do we address it when it becomes an issue?
I was in so much denial.
We've told so many people, dude, you're having a heart attack. You need to go to the hospital. I'll drive myself. No, that doesn't work that way.
No, you are not doing this.
But you were the epitome of not listening to yourself.
I knew, and I still did not listen to myself. And it was like, no, it can't be. It's called the denial is not just a river, you know.
Denial is not a river in Egypt. Yeah,
yeah. I was definitely in denial doing this cannot be happening. I've gone through so much. This definitely cannot be happening. And I mean, I go to the doctors a lot. So my blood pressure, I know, is good. I know my oxygen is good. So it didn't make any sense. I said, it's got to be something else. And I blew it off. Well, an overnight stay and many, many pokes and many, many blood draws and a lot of scans. My heart is strong. But what that was, is it was an alert that something else is happening in me. So yes, overall, I was not in an active heart attack. But what it did is it helped the doctors realize something else is happening in my heart and I need to be watching it. It's a genetic thing, possibly. So they're sending me to a specialist to go get that checked, because what my heart is doing, although it's strong, should not be happening. So I'm still standing. Are you? What are you doing? What do you know about yourself? And are you ignoring the signs that are saying something else is happening? I mean, like, are you eating a piece of pizza and getting really sleepy? Or do you drink something and well, I'm kind of dizzy. I mean.
Or getting drunker faster than you normally would.
Or getting drunker faster than you normally are. You know, that kind of thing. Know yourself well enough to say something's not right, and start
something's
writing things down.
Here.
That's a better song for us, huh?
What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
Asking me,
I've got to beware.
Better stop. Look.
Stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody, look what's going down.
So know yourself well enough that when something is happening, that you aren't in denial like Miss Sassy Pants here. Because it was like, there is no way. This has got to be gas. This has got to be indigestion of some sort. I put every possible other thing it could be.
Right. Well, I think going through your head, because I've had experiences like that where I think it might be something, but I just play it off because, one, I got to go to the hospital. Two, they're going to poke and prod me. Three, they're going to keep me up all night, which they didn't choose, surprisingly. Plus, I'm going to have to pay for an ambulance. All these things go through your head. Am I an inconvenience to somebody? That's one of my big ones. Do I really want to wake my wife up at 3 o'clock in the morning to tell her I need to go to the hospital? I mean, come on. There's all these things that roll through our head that it does. It creates a denial.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to talk about this, because we all go into some sort of denial when bad things start happening in our bodies. And I want you to say to yourself, yes, I don't want to do this. Yes, this sucks. Yes, this is bad. But what's more important right now? The bill for an ambulance or your life?
Well, we have to set that line. We don't know where that line is until we experience.
And it's too late by time.
And sometimes it's too late in some cases, you know.
Because what I was told, you know, even though it wasn't a heart attack, my heart wasn't getting all the blood it was supposed to be getting. Mm-hmm. So I was hurting my heart because of the short air, you know, your body can only handle that for so long. And so, no, I wasn't having a heart attack, but whatever was happening was affecting my body. So don't sit around and wait. Yes, I'm Miss Preachy Pants about, you know, being well and taking care of yourself and listening. And I didn't listen to my own advice.
Well, we don't listen to our own advice because we're into a different situation. But I think that it not only with our health does it apply, I think it applies to a lot of other things that
we do. Like business.
Well, not just in business, but just in life in general. Sometimes we overreact to certain things.
You have to know yourself well enough.
But you've got to know first what's going on. And if we stop, and we've talked about this a lot of times, and if we step back from the situation and give us ourselves a moment, we can realize that maybe the situation is not as bad as it is, and maybe that situation is worse than it is.
You know why I went to the hospital?
Because you like the food?
No. One, the fear in my husband's eyes.
Oh, okay.
And I actually went more for him because I knew he would never sleep again knowing that that was happening to me. He would never relax.
Right.
So I went for him. And then the reason I agreed to all the tests was I would not sleep again. Because they said when I rested, my heart rate went so low. And I'm like, well, when I sleep, what does it do? I mean, so that, can you keep me overnight? I want to make sure if I sleep, I don't die in my sleep. But yeah, actually, that'd be the better way to go personally. But I'm not ready to go quite yet. Yes, dear, my husband says.
Uh-huh.
But see, that's the whole thing about, I forgot the title of our song.
I'm still standing.
I'm still standing. Mm-hmm. You want to keep standing. So even though your ego might be bruised, because my ego is kind of bruised, I am healthy as a horse, and here I am hooked up to all these things and at a hospital with monitor. I still have like all the octopus things all over me from the heart monitors they had on me. My ego didn't want to say that with all the things I've been doing right, I was wrong. And I had to get over the fact that I could possibly be wrong about myself. Get over it. There are too many people out there who love
you. Yeah, but easier said than done.
It is, but I'm telling you.
It really is. Until we're into the situation, we never know what our reaction
is. What I'm saying is, I know it's not easy. I'm putting it in your brain right now. It will not be easy to make that decision, but I want you to realize that people care about you, people love you, and you've got too much to do in this world to just say, you know what? Bad things are happening. I'm just going to ignore it until it like full blown hits me, because I would much rather have been in the hospital with a full blown attack, heart attack, or whatever was going on, than driving down, let's say, I-25 in Colorado.
I agree with you. I 100% agree with you.
I'm just planting a seed in their head that when bad things do or happen to anyone in your life, react. Don't overreact. Just start making plans or writing down all the symptoms of what's happening. Yeah.
It's all I can think of right at this moment is yeah, but.
You're always yeah,
but. Yeah, but. I know I'm always yeah, butting you. Yeah, but. I mean, it's great that you're putting that seed in the back of our head at this point, but it's also the fact that there's always the yeah, but.
Okay, so you would rather me say, if you have crushing pain, just ignore it. It's probably
gas. Yeah, but.
No, crushing pain. You know your body. I know my body. And I know that I can run for a very long time. I can be on a cross trainer for 5 miles for sure. And I'm very active. And walking 300 yards was winding me. Something wrong. You know what your limit is.
That's actually something that happened with my dad, my biological father. He actually had the same problem back when he was like 35 or something, and ended up with like a quadruple or triple bypass. I don't remember the details of it, but he was always a walker. He was always in the park. He was always going, or he was running. But then he realized after a few days or whatever, within a week, he kept getting weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. And finally he just decided, hey, I'm going to go check this out. And next thing you know, they got him on a table. You know, now that he's old now, so he's been around a while.
You know how to prevent all these yeah buts? Go to your doctor more often, get checkups, just get yearly checkups. And that's really what was slowing me down was I know my blood pressure is good. And then the other thing that went through my mind when I was talking to my husband, actually, he says, how old was your mom when she had her first heart attack? She was 48. I'm 54.
I was gonna say, you're well beyond that.
I'm well beyond it, which means, holy smokes, my chances are a lot higher. So I wanted to get that into you about on a personal level. Know thyself so well that you realize when something is off, and then start tracking it. It doesn't have to be, you know what? I feel a little weird. I gotta go to the hospital. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying write down what's happening and start tracking. Does it happen on a certain time of day? Does it happen after you eat something in particular? After you drink something in particular? Start tracking when it happens.
In other words, recognize patterns.
Know the pattern. I knew my pattern was when I started walking, it started hurting. When I laid down, it was worse. I felt more pain when I sat in the car. And what the doc was telling me was it's because when you're moving, your body is paying attention to other things, so you ignored the pain. When I sat down in the car and relaxed, my muscles went, I have nothing else upon, but you know, to focus on, oh my gosh, I think you're having a heart attack.
Needless to say, I'm laughing because I know what happened, but it's not what the final outcome was.
You all do. I'm still here.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I wanted to switch this over to business a little bit, because we do the same thing with business. We have, let's say we've been running our business for over 5 years and we're like, it's good. Everything's fine. And then you let it go on autopilot and you don't pay attention to the little signs like, you know what? I don't get the Christmas rush anymore. Or, you know, I didn't get asked back to that seminar or, you know, whatever it is, something's happening because things aren't happening the way they normally are. Have you noticed a change? So let's say, you like to do brick and mortar. If you have a restaurant and you used to sell out of the bread pudding and now you switch the menu and you change the way it's made and now you don't run out of bread pudding. That is a sign like I'm still standing. Hey, something's up. Something I changed stopped me having to buy the ingredients for this one product on my menu.
Right.
You need to address that. It's something that simple. In your business, what do you have that you are like, wait a minute, I used to run out. That's why I have that big pile of stuff right there. Oh, I changed this. Oh, and that's why that's not going away anymore. That's what I've got in my head.
Oh, I'm totally with you. I'm thinking two different scenarios right now that are very recent.
Okay. So think in your business, what have you let go on autopilot so much that you don't even pay attention? Pay attention, just like in your body.
Yeah, well, I can't disagree. I have nothing to yeah but on this one. This is an easy show for me. I
sit up.
I just have to say yeah but.
Sit up.
Yeah but.
Sit up. I'm gonna pick on you. When did you go to the doctor last?
We won't talk about when exactly. I went to the doctor last.
But. Exactly. So that's the thing. We have to know our baseline in order to know when you need to worry about it or not. I knew my baseline was pretty clear, but the one thing in my baseline that I didn't take in consideration is I have a family history of heart problems. My mother, my brother, you know what I mean? You've got to take those kind of considerations. Or in your case, you're adopted. So if you looked at your adoptive parents, you would have no clue.
Right.
So you need to kind of know those things to know what is potentially in your bloodline where you should worry about it. So in your business, you should be looking at your business the same way. What in your business normally does this at this time of year, blah, 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 blah. Why is it not doing it now? Oh, that's a sign that the blood pressure of your business is dropping or raising. It's that simple and complicated at the same time. Yeah, but?
Yeah, but this is your show today.
No, don't do that. I have my own show. It's called Mental Shift. It is live streaming on Zandra TV. It's under Lifestyle, so go look it up.
She took the bait.
Dang Skippy, I did, because I have my own show. This is our show, so you can't be sitting back doing, it's your show, because I have my own. Seriously, go to live streaming TV. Go to Rokio or Apple TV. Look up Zandra TV or
what
Zandra
is Rokio? Network.
R-O-K-U. Roku. Roku, sorry. And then look up Zandra Network, Z-O-N-D-R-A Network. Go to Lifestyle, and I'm like the third show on there. It's Mental Shift. It's me laying on a white lounge chair. Yeah, it's pretty cool. It was just really cool to see myself on TV.
I'm like speechless today. I really am.
Yeah, but.
Well, there's a lot of yeah buts because I can sit there and go, you know, and it's not all just guys. It's stereotypically guys that don't want to go to the doctor.
I don't want to go to the doctor either.
They don't care to go to the doctor. It's a waste of time.
But I also don't want to die early.
But as an entrepreneur, it's like, when do I have time to go to the doctor? When do I have time to go to the
doctor? You're an entrepreneur. You make your own schedule.
When do I have the time?
So you better block some time and make yourself available.
There's always reasons. There's always excuses.
There's always excuses.
And there's always yeah buts.
And the biggest thing is you choose. Do you choose to keep your business afloat or do you choose to keep yourself walking?
Well, it comes down to the old airplane thing, you know, put the mask on yourself before you put it on your kid kind of thing.
Yeah. And
it's the same idea.
And that excuse of, well, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm too busy. I'm working constantly.
Mm-hmm. 12 hours a day. When am I going to get into the
dump? You're an entrepreneur.
You can choose.
Choose to put a block in your schedule where you take time for yourself. And if you are not putting time in there for yourself to either exercise, eat right, I don't know, meal plan, I don't care what you do to make yourself healthier. That is your choice. So plan. Put it in your schedule.
Why do I feel, have a feeling you just chewed me out?
I did. Plan. I'm looking over at everybody else, but I'm kind of talking straight to this guy. So make a plan in your schedule. We all have time suddenly to binge watch TV. We have time that when we're on our day off that we say, I laid in bed all day and ate bonbons. Whatever you did.
I don't like bonbons.
Make
actually.
The plan. To see your doctor at least once a year. It's only once a year.
So should we edit this and say PSA? Public service announcement?
This is a public service announcement. Please go help yourself and
yourself.
All the people that who rely on you for your business, your product, your services, or just darn out care about you. Take care of your health. We could have easily have lost me on Sunday. And that's plain fact. I could have actually died on that day and there would have been nothing. I would have just disappeared and Brian wouldn't be able to say, yeah, but, and this is your show. I'd be gone and there would be no
this
one.
This would be the denim show or the pearl show.
It would be, yeah. And so take care of yourself.
Backup plan. What am I going to do?
What are you going to do? I gave you access to my business page. So if I die, you can still keep my business page going or at least say, and Michelle's not here anymore. You know, go watch her videos. But that's
yeah. We've already had. I think we actually did a show on being prepared. And being
yes, we have
all that other kind of stuff. So
I'm all definitely about SWOTs.
Yeah, haven't heard that in a while.
Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and
right. So go back and look at some of those other shows and where we talk about being prepared. You know, whether it's life insurance or whether it's your business or whether it's your house or your home or whatever, we talked about all kinds of different things. Mm-hmm. And this is just another one of them.
Because believe it or not,
this one hit home.
I was in the hospital thinking as they had all those things hooked up in my arm and all these monitors. And every time I closed my eyes, the things would go beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, holy smokes. If I died tonight, my tribe would not know I died.
Well, they would.
They would figure it out eventually. But I have no backup plan except for you. So you have to be healthy. So that's what I was after.
Yeah, but yeah. The see, that's always another question too. Who's going to go first?
Chicken or the egg?
Exactly. But I mean, when you're in a partnership, whether it's your marriage or whatever, who's going to go first?
Exactly.
We don't know. Unless you've got that crystal ball, we don't know.
And sometimes a crystal ball has like a smudge in it. And so it tells you the wrong thing. So just be prepared both ways.
All right. No. So I think we've beat the be prepared.
Well, yeah,
I think we beat
one. And remember, I'm still standing is you're still standing right. After all these years, you want to keep standing. You want to keep moving. You want your business to keep moving. You want your relationships to keep going. You've got to know your baseline. You need to know the baseline. That's really what this whole talk is about is know yourself, know your business, know your relationships. Somebody just said something. I don't know who said that.
I don't know.
See over there. But yeah, but. There isn't a song called Yeah, But, is there?
I don't think so.
Yeah, we do all these things with yeah, with songs. So
yeah,
we could make a song. Yeah, but. Michelle's always wrong. Yeah, but she's always right. We don't know because it depends on Brian's attitude.
I've actually had people yell at me for that statement. Yeah, but.
Yeah, he does it all the time.
Well, there's always an exception to the rule. It's just like I had somebody tell me one time, the world is black and white. There is always black or it's always white. It doesn't matter what the subject or anything else. It's always black and it's white. And I'm like, no. No, not the world is not black and white. There's always a yeah, but or a gray area where we have to think about it based on circumstances of things that are going on. Now, I understand where his point of view came from. However, if you look at where it came from his religious upbringing, if you will. And you still have to realize we were given free will. And if we were given free will, there's always a gray, not always a black and a white.
And you've got to think, I'm a Libra, so I always see every side of every coin. And I don't think there's only two sides. Exactly. I also called all the little ridges a different side too.
So the edge.
There's edges to everything. So my thought process with this is just be prepared, know yourself. And Michael, you said, is this on your album? It will be on the extended play. I will write a song. I'll have, was that AI, write me a song called Yeah, But. And I'll sing it. It'll be one of my, I'll put a joke song at the end of my EP. But speaking of that, there's a couple of announcements that are happening.
I was going to say, we're down to about 4 minutes here. So why don't you go ahead and throw all the fun stuff
out? Well, you need to put the banner up for it.
I need to put, that's one of them.
So in August, I have my Unapologetic Speaker Camp coming to Colorado Springs. Oh, it's on the bottom scrolling.
It's scrolling. Yeah,
you can register at michellemoras.com. It's the Unapologetic Speaker Camp, August 9th through 11th. And if you'd like to be on my show, Mental Shift, which is also on Zandra TV on Roku and Apple TV. You can stay for the extra day, go VIP and stay for the extra day. Now, the other thing that's happening is I'm making a music album. And if you'd like to hear some previews, come out to the Buzzcrow Bistro. I pretty much sing there every Tuesday and Thursday night. And I will be there if it's this week. What week is this? I don't know. Anyways, every Tuesday and Thursday night, I'm pretty much there singing karaoke.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I've been practicing different songs that I want to put on my album. So if you want a sneak peek, come on out. And what else? Buzzcrow Bistro, by the way, is in Colorado Springs, if you're not in Colorado Springs.
Well, there's all kinds of events we could talk to, but there's always something going on. I don't care what week it is. We've got all kinds of fun stuff going on. And then you've got that. You're putting the album together. We're looking at some TV production stuff. And I'm actually looking at my book, trying to find more people that would like to share their adoption search story.
Yes.
On how they found their parents or didn't find their
parents. Oh, and Brian and I are both speaking at the Becoming the Best You conference in Kansas City.
Yeah, in Kansas
August
City.
24th and 25th. So if you're interested in meeting us out there in Kansas live and in person, go over to one of our, well, write us on Denim and Pearls and say, hey, send me the link. I want to join up because Becoming the Best You was a lot of fun. And we both are talking on that stage. Anything else?
Yeah, I'm worried about that one. I told you that yesterday.
Don't be worried about it. You got this.
Usually I don't freak out about things, but I do wonder about things. And I think about things. And I think about how I'm going to formulate what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway. Okay. Well, yeah, but let's call it a day.
Yeah, but we're calling it a day. And remember, I'm still standing. You're still standing. Let's keep it that way. Have a great week, everybody. We'll see you next week, Friday. I'm Denim and Pearls. My name is Michelle Maras.
I'm Yeah But Brian.
Yeah But Brian. Have a great week. Be well and be the best version of you unapologetically.
Peace.